Hello, my name is Rob Harris.
And I'm Alex Minns.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what is all this about? Well, we're here to not only bring you the latest news, gossip and what's on information about the West End, but also exclusive interviews with everyone who makes London's theatre world come alive.
From producers, actors, backstage crew and even the theatre staff that make your experience just as important. We're even going to let you know about best seats in the house for particular shows, but most importantly, where to get the best interval drinks.
We all like an interval drink. Now, let's not forget ticket discounts and day seat offers, the most popular way for both of us to visit the theatre, that's for sure. I think you'll agree.
Yes.
So why in the hell should the two of us be bringing you this information? Alex.
Well, we're both broadcasters. You're a freelance journo.
And you're a radio presenter.
I was, yes.
And you're a voiceover artiste.
I am, yes.
And of course, you're a trained actress, don't you know?
A very well-trained actress.
Give me some of the incredible shows, Alex, that you've starred in.
Well, I mean, there are so many that it's quite hard to remember all of them, but yeah. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
I was Queen of the Munchkins, that memorable character in The Wizard of Oz, the pantomime production at the Prince's Hall Aldershot.
I remember it well, and you were.
Thank you. Quite incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some nice stripy tights.
Weren't you a mermaid as well?
I was a mermaid, yes. Yeah. I was. I can't really remember the mermaid's name. And I was Miriam in the Magic Mirror in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Very good.
I mean, phenomenal characters,
yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Well, award-winning, some might say. And how about you? Because I gather you've done some incredible work as a journalist.
I have. I'd say probably amongst many of my achievements would be the many Wicked press nights I've been to, because Wicked does like a press night. And I've reviewed hugely successful shows. Let's have a think. Jekyll and Hyde, the musical.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my review of that went down very well.
Right.
And Bat Boy, the musical. Do you remember Bat Boy?
No.
Not many do. So I'd say we're both qualified enough to be presenting this podcast.
Absolutely, without question.
Yeah, I think so.
But most importantly, though, I would say, I think it is fair to say that we both have a huge passion for theatre.
Yeah.
We visit the West End more than regularly and have a very few special contacts in the industry as well.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
going to allow us to bring you the latest from the bright lights of London.
And I also think, actually, this is important to say, this isn't going to be a critical review podcast.
No.
So we'll have a good chat about the stuff we've seen and we'll share our thoughts, but we're not going to break down the whole structure of the shows and the performances and critique everything, because that's for those theatre snobs out there who think they know better. And of course, we've all got varied tastes, don't we? I mean, you thought that, what was the show you saw the other day? The Ferryman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was The Ferryman, yes.
Yeah, you thought that was very good.
Oh, I really enjoyed that, yes.
I thought it was so-so. So, you know, we're differing.
That makes me sad.
We're differing on that one.
And eventually, obviously, with your help, we can evolve. We can better the podcast over the coming months. And I think on that note, how about we get on with it, Rob? Should we just move forward?
Let's move on, shall we?
What have you been to see this week, then?
Would you mind just passing me the book of information down there? Because
absolutely.
I want to refer to some of my posh notes that I made. This week, I went to see the Lehman Trilogy.
Oh, okay,
which
yes.
is on at the National Theatre. Directed by Sam Mendes.
Lovely.
Starring Simon Russell Beale, Adam Godley and Ben Miles.
Oh, that's quite a cast of actors.
I tell you what, it's an incredible cast and it's a pretty epic show. So you're talking in total about 3 hours, 20 minutes.
Ooh, what? Okay, how many intervals?
Two intervals of 15 minutes.
And let's dial it right back to the beginning. Am I thinking it's about what it sounds like it's about? The Lehman Brothers, the fall of the Lehman Brothers.
That is the very last part of the show.
Okay.
But yes, it's about the history of the Lehman Brothers way back to the 1800s.
Oh.
And follows them all the way through. And these three men play all the parts of all the family and therefore the sons of the sons of the sons and the grandsons and the what names.
Okay.
All the way up to the fall of them through the credit crunch in 2008.
Eight.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they completely fell over. It's absolutely brilliant and a perfect piece of storytelling. I said we weren't going to review shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's a fact. It is an incredible story. You can't help but be intrigued by how far back they've gone and why. And these three guys play all of them so well. Simon Russell Beale is an incredible actor.
Yes.
I don't think that's anything to argue about.
No. Sam Mendes, fantastic director.
Yes. And you can tell that it's done in a Hollywood sort of start by a Hollywood director. It's got that feel to it. But I would highly recommend it. Although I do know it's pretty tricky to get tickets.
That was my next question, because, yeah, I would imagine with a storyline like that, Sam Mendes, Simon Russell Beale, other cast members. Is it a three-hander, by the way?
Yes.
It's just a three-hander?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin anything. But now okay. I have, because you're thinking...
Because you've just revealed that, yes.
Yeah.
We'll edit this out later.
We'll edit that bit.
But yeah, so it's hard to get tickets.
Yeah, I think it's more or less sold out for the week. We spoke to a friend today, in fact, didn't we, who said he struggled to get his tickets, but managed to do so just in time. There are day seats for returns, I think.
Okay.
I saw that sign as we went in. So if you wanted to queue from early on, I think any returns that come through, you can rebuy that way. So yes, that's probably going to take my Standing Ovation of the Week award.
Okay.
Indeed, there was a standing ovation. So I think that's deserving of that award. And I think we'll try and give one of those awards out every week.
Okay, we can do that.
What do you think?
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay. Well, let's get on to some of the latest news and gossip from the West End. Have you heard of Heathers the Musical?
No. I mean, yes, I have, only because Heathers the film, 1980, starring Winona Ryder, Christian Slater.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a cult film from what I remember. I never saw it the whole way through, but I remember it, you know, a bit goth anyway. So have I heard of the musical? Little droplets of information, but I don't know too much about it. Do tell.
Well, this is opening at the Other Palace. In fact, I think it has opened at the Other Palace, which is Lloyd Webber's theatre. Have you been there?
I have not, no. But I gather it's a good venue. You've told me about that before.
Yes, he tries out quite a few musicals there. I think it's musical-based, actually. So this stars Carrie Hope Fletcher, who will win you a big audience. Not taking away any talent she may have, of course. But I know she has a huge following online. And the interesting thing about this show is that it's already got a transfer date. It's already going to the West End.
Okay.
And that's a very rare thing, I believe.
So how long's the run at the Palace and when does it transfer?
The run at the Palace...
Or the Other Palace, sorry.
Well, it transfers on the 3rd of September, where it's going to the Haymarket until the 24th of November.
So not long, a couple of months in the Other Palace,
not long,
and then away it goes.
And
okay.
Away it goes. But yes, you're right. It is based on that film of Christian Slater. I've heard some very good things about it. The music and lyrics are by Kevin Murphy, and they did Legally Blonde, the musical. And I might have said something about this earlier, Bat Boy, the musical, they did as well.
That phenomenally successful musical that you reviewed. Is that the one?
That'll be the one, yeah. But
let's hope it does better than that.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, because Legally Blonde was fantastic. I
yes.
mean, that's a bit of a classic. And it's important to say, actually, whilst we're talking about theatres, the Other Palace are doing a great run of Edinburgh Fringe previews at the moment. So
yes.
If you can't get to Edinburgh, this is a great way to see what's coming up.
What a fantastic idea. I don't think I've ever heard of that before, because you can't always... I mean, I've never been to Edinburgh. It's one of those places I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
I auditioned for many, many moons ago. I auditioned for a show to go up there, didn't get the part. And then have just never really made it up to Edinburgh. That's dreadful, isn't it? So this is what a great way of advertising it, promoting the event anyway, which
yes.
is superb. And also giving you a bit of a taste of what's going on up there, because that's, you know, about new plays, new musicals. So yeah.
Plus, it gives them an opportunity to see whether or not they're funny.
Yes. Tweak it.
Yeah, tweak it around a bit, play with it a bit. Yeah, so and always the tickets there are pretty cheap. So good value. And they have a gin bar.
I'm going.
That's all you
That's
need to
all
know.
I need to know in my life. Yes, absolutely.
Also, something else I'm pretty excited about. We heard a couple of weeks ago, actually, that the Tony Award winning musical Come From Away is coming to the West End.
Now, you told me about this because you went to go and see this on Broadway, didn't you?
Yes.
And you were telling me, and I went and had a little look on my favourite site. Actually, I shouldn't say that, should I? Went and had a little look on my site, Todaytics.
It could be your favourite, that's fine.
Today it's my favourite, tomorrow it'll be something else.
Yes.
Or next week it'll be something else. And they had some very good preview ticket sales. So, but tell me about the musical first of all, sorry.
Yes. Well, it's about a little island where all the planes landed on 9/11.
Yes.
You know, they grounded all the air traffic. And this little island in Newfoundland, called Gander, all the planes landed at, and it's about how the community coped with this sudden influx of passengers, and it focuses on people who were in the aircraft landing as well as those who took care of them. And I think it's a cast of very few, playing like 16,000 parts or something ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
But it's absolutely brilliant. So if you can get that offer that Alex is talking about, go for it and pre-book, because I can highly recommend it. Again, I'm not reviewing the show.
Hold back with your...
Hold back. It's all positive. It's all positive. You won't be disappointed.
But I guess, yes, and a transfer could be on the cards, I guess, when...
It could be. Actually, that's a good question. I'm not sure exactly where... Oh, the Phoenix Theatre. There we go. From the 30th of January next year. And it's also having a short pre-West End run at the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. So there you go.
Fantastic.
I am a fountain of information.
You are a fountain of information. Yes. Something I know a little bit about is actually a DreamWorks Madagascar. Now, did you know that there's going to be a new stage adaptation of that fantastic animated musical?
Now, you mentioned this to me before we started recording, and I didn't know. A little bit worried. Well, not worried. I mean, it's not going to keep me awake at night.
No.
But
it strikes me as a little bit Lion King-esque. And the reason Madagascar works in animation was because it was an animation and it was very funny.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Is this going to work on stage?
I'm trying to think. I mean, Shrek is an example of it. That was DreamWorks, wasn't it? And
yes.
That did very well. So I think it can be done. But do tell me about the cast.
Well, for those of you that love a little bit of X Factor and Simon Cowell winners, who remembers, what was it? Oh my God, 2016, 2 years ago, Matt Terry. He was the winner, and he's actually going to be making his acting debut as Alex the Lion in this new adaptation. So it will be interesting to see how that goes down. I'm sure there will be young ladies flocking to the doors of the new Wimbledon Theatre to see him.
And young men.
And young men.
Oh, not young men. Yeah. Old men too. Anyway, move on quickly.
Move away from that.
Yes.
I mean, Matt Terry, basically, his number one hit was When Christmas Comes Around. I mean, I'm not entirely sure that is... Anyway, and it's taken him his own sweet time to get here. I'm going to stop now.
Let's stop. Because we're not going to criticise anything.
No. He's had 2 years to perfect his professional acting. But anyway, so he's going to be there.
Yeah.
That is going to be opening at the new Wimbledon Theatre. I don't have a date in front of me at this particular time, but then it is going to go on a tour around the UK.
Okay, so it's starting at New Wimbledon.
New Wimbledon Theatre.
And I guess they'll be holding out for an old West End transfer, won't they?
I would imagine so, yeah. Yes.
Oh, well, good for Matt Terry.
Good for Matt Terry.
Yeah.
Sorry, slap me. There we go.
There we go.
Right, now... Seeing as you are the West End theatre guru, Rob Harris, I have some quiz questions for you just to test your knowledge every week. I think this
quiz
might
time.
Just be... Yeah, quiz time. There should be a little bell.
Ding, ding.
Quiz time. So I'm going to give you three questions.
Right.
You don't have to give me the answers now, but at the end of the show, we're going to reveal them, okay?
Okay, Quizmaster. Okay. Play along at home.
Yeah, do play along at home. It's thrilling, I can assure you. So question number one.
Yeah.
How long has Kinky Boots been open in the West End and Broadway? Kind of two questions in one there. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Am I giving you the answers at the end?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Unless you know the answer now. No, in fact, no. At the end, I think.
At the end. Okay.
Let's
do it. All right.
So that's question one. How long has Kinky Boots been open in the West End and Broadway?
Right.
Question number two. Name the theatre that everybody's talking about Jamie is on at.
Mm-hmm.
And question.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Right. Go on.
Okay. And question three. Who wrote the story of School of Rock, the musical?
Who wrote the story of School of Rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are your three questions. Answers revealed at the end of the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will get thinking. I will get thinking, in fact, whilst we have a listen to this interview. And this is where we shall play an interview with one of our interviewees, which will last about 10 or 15 minutes. And after that, we will move on to... West End gossip. Alex.
I do have some rather exciting gossip, actually, and this is going to be particularly attractive for those of you that love Disney, and I know there are many of you out there,
yes.
Of one of which is you,
yeah.
And your husband. You
yeah.
Both love a bit of Disney. And also, actually, it appeals to a wide range of people. Disney lovers, musical lovers.
Kids.
Children, obviously. Also, those of you that might be interested in stage production, makeup, because... in Covent Garden, they're going to be opening up a new summer pop-up shop of Aladdin and the Lion King.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting, isn't it? It's going to be every day from the 31st of July through to the 26th of August. There are going to be interactive experiences, special events, and it's also going to offer visitors the chance to kind of see up close some of the masks that have been used and the puppets and the costumes from The Lion King.
Oh, now that is cool. Because the puppets are brilliant in that show.
It's a fantastic show. Okay. And actually to see backstage of all of that and kind of the magic of the theatre, you're kind of giving a little bit of the game away, which is unusual for Disney to do.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a Cave of Wonders. That's also going to be created as well.
I visited many of those in my day. Go on.
I felt like I went back in time about 10 years then. There's also going to be a treasure hunt going around Covent Garden's Piazza. You've got to uncover some magic lamps. And then there's going to be an Aladdin-themed puzzle. And if you unscramble the puzzle, you can win a limited edition poster. So there's basically loads of things going on. And for those of you that might be interested in makeup classes, that kind of thing, there's going to be demonstrations of the puppetry and also stage makeup masterclasses as well.
Right.
Sound of interest to you?
Yeah, that does sound quite cool, actually.
So end of July through to the end of August. The only thing, the tricky thing is it's a first-come, first-served basis. So let's not get crushed in that stampede, but be aware. Covent Garden, end of August, that's the place to be for all things Disney, Lion King and Aladdin.
Get queuing.
Get queuing indeed. Yeah. We love a queue.
I think theatre should do more of that stuff.
Yeah. Actually.
And it's clearly timed for the school holidays because Disney are very good at that sort of thing. But to be able to see all the backstage stuff is pretty cool.
Embrace it, I think. Embrace it.
Open the doors.
Yes.
On to another soon to become regular slot, I hope, and this is to do with tickets. So we're talking about best value, best seats and best day seats offers. And I reckon we go with the show Consent for this one this week.
Okay. I know you went to go and see it, didn't you, and said it was good.
Yes. Yeah, really good show. It's hard hitting and quite timely. The old hashtag Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Not a kids show by any means.
Okay. Good to know in the school holidays.
But
yeah.
Worth going to see. Yeah. And because I know I recommended it and therefore you want to go and see it. But
yes.
You said there's quite a few good deals at the moment.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine was saying on Saturday he found a deal for £6. Which
that's ridiculously cheap.
Absolutely crazy. And unfortunately we couldn't go because we had some gin drinking to be doing. But that took precedence on Saturday. It was a birthday. What can I say?
But I'm also thinking to myself, yes, one gin is always very important. But for £6, you must be sat behind a wall or something.
I don't know. And this is what would need to be found out, which we will obviously reveal at other parts in the show. But yeah, £6, I'm not sure.
Nah.
It didn't say restricted view, just said £6. Which then makes me think, maybe it's got a bit desperate. Because what was Saturday? It was the ladies' finals in the tennis. It was kind of a build-up to the end of the World Cup. I don't know if that affects anything. And it was really nice weather, wasn't it?
I think that must affect.
Yeah.
I think the offers that you see on places like Today Tix are a good reflection of how West End is feeling economically. I was just going to say, don't let the price of tickets reflect on the quality of the show for this one. And I know Today Tix, did you say £15 at the moment?
That's what I found, yes. So the £6 one, I think, was just a one-off for that particular day, but maybe they'll do it again. But £15 is what I saw on Today Tix after we'd spoken about it. It's at the Harold Pinter Theatre. But I mean, even, let's say they didn't have the same opinion of you as you, Rob, you know, £15, even £6, you know, can't go wrong really with that one. Get a good piece of theatre.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I sat in the front row and it's not bad at all. I mean, you have a little strain of the neck and you miss a tiny bit of the props on the floor of the stage, but you're never going to miss anything integral to the plot. So
very important though.
Go on.
Tell me about the bar, please.
Oh, the bar at the Harold Pinter.
Yes.
Well, from what I remember, it's pretty squishy. So pre-order interval drinks. And of course, the bar, I think, is next to the ladies' loos in the stalls.
Oh dear, that's never good.
No,
that's never good.
One, you get the smell of the bleach. No offence to that sex of toilets, because you get the same from the men's. However, we all know there's a good old queue at the ladies.
This is not very enticing, isn't it?
No.
It puts you right off your gin and tonic.
It does, yes. It does. But actually, that's an interesting point about... it's not an interesting point, but the smell of bleach in toilets is not something I was thinking of covering in a podcast. But you do smell it, don't you?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
vile.
You do. It's a whiff, especially if you're at the back and the toilets are behind you.
Hang on, okay, let's stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Draw a line under
Move
this
on.
One. But basically, the bar is a little bit small, so pre-ordering drinks is
That's
essential.
The point I was trying to make, yeah.
Not the bleach in the toilets.
Yes. And we were looking at Today Ticks together just before we started recording, and Upped Pop popped Fun Home.
Yes.
And that's also got some really good value tickets. I think they're £20 at the moment.
That's brilliant.
Which for that show is fantastic. Come from Broadway, a real tearjerker. I know you've booked to see it, haven't you?
Yes, I'm going to go and see it in August. And in fact, I did try to get a ticket last week because another member of my family decided to join on as well. And I thought it was going to be sold out. And it was sold out all the way up to kind of the middle of August. And then there were some seats available at kind of a bit of a lesser price. She couldn't sit with us. We're sitting near the front. We've paid kind of premium price for the tickets because it was a gift for somebody. But yeah, so there are still tickets available. On at the Young Vic. I'm really excited about seeing it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tearjerker, I believe.
It is. And I like the Young Vic, actually. That's a nice theatre. I'm answering a question I haven't even posed to you.
Okay.
The seating in there is a bit odd because they're all benches.
Maybe that's why she couldn't sit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
They're all benches, like, and they're a tad uncomfortable. But the actual theatre itself I quite like. It's got a nice bar.
Good. That's good to know.
Yeah. We've been to the bar together. I'm glad it was memorable for you. Anyway, Fun Home, good price tickets, worth going to see.
Definitely. Sure. Are there any new openings this week at all, please, Rob?
Yes, biggest new opening this week, the new Alan Bennett play, Alleluia. That's at the Bridge Theatre.
Oh, I like that theatre.
Nice theatre, that. Mm-hmm. So I'm popping along to see that next week. I like the foyer in the Bridge Theatre.
It's very contemporary, isn't it? And
yes.
It's nice and open.
Nice and open. Lots of dangly lights.
Lots of dangly lights.
I remember that from last time. Good air conditioning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is important in this weather.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Many the moment I've wished for air conditioning over the last 2 weeks. I went to go and see Julius Caesar there back in March, actually. Really liked the space, really liked the theatre. We were standing and moving with it. It was a kind of immersive, audience-driven production.
What do you mean you were moving with it?
Well, so the theatre is in the round, so you've got seats all around the outside, a bit like you're watching a tennis match, and then the actual stage was in the middle, but it was moving, so the stage blocks were moving up and down, parts of the stage were moving around, so there was crowd control,
right.
And they were controlling where we would move in order to make sure that scenery could come in and out in time and that we weren't going to get run over. So there were a few sharp elbows in the boob,
Some people would pay just for that, but... not a pleasurable theatrical experience.
Not really.
So they had to have crowd control.
Well, yeah, because there's probably about 100 people standing around the player, standing around the actual, and obviously the actors getting on and off the stage as well.
So did that mean you could actually get near the actors?
Yeah, you could touch them at times if you wanted
you
to.
You could touch Ben Whishaw.
Yes.
Very nice. Again, I paid just for the opportunity.
Oh, I know. He was
That sounds wrong. I mean, like... Anyway, move on.
Yeah, moving on. Anyway, nice theatre, definitely worth going to experience.
Yes.
It's only just opened.
It has, it's pretty new.
And it's in a pretty special environment, just next to Tower Bridge. So enjoy that though, when you go and see this play, Alleluia.
More new theatres, please, London, because seats are always better.
Yeah.
Views are always good. Aircon's
better toilets,
great.
Bigger
better toilets.
Yeah, and can I just tell you, I know we talk about this a lot, but ladies' toilets is such a big thing. Please don't have 3 cubicles. I know it's difficult in the age of the theatre. Bridge Theatre maybe had about 20. Amazing, no queuing. Thank you.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And the other thing I find with theatre toilets is that in the urinals, you have tons of urinals, but only one or two hand basins. So there's always a backlog of men queuing for hand basins.
I get the impression that people might go away from this podcast thinking that we only talk about toilets. Maybe this is a toilet review show.
Last question on toilets.
Yes.
Bridge Theatre. Smell of bleach anywhere?
Not that I noticed.
There we go. That's why it's the winning theatre at the moment. Brilliant. Yeah, so Alan Bennett's play, Alleluia, opens. I'll be able to not review it for you next week because we don't do reviews.
Well, something I think is really important, certainly in London's West End, is the history of the West End.
Yes, the history.
You know, we've got a lot of history here, haven't we?
We have.
So I know you have some fascinating facts to reveal to us. You know, something that we might develop over time, something you might just kill dead next week because
it was crap.
Because it was crap.
Yeah.
But I quite like history, so I think you've got something exciting for us, haven't you, Paul?
Yes, how do you know this? It's like you've read okay, a précis of the show.
What?
This is a bit random and you've built the item up a lot now, but did you know this week back in 1973, the musical Hair closed at the Shaftesbury Avenue Theatre after a 5-year run? Ever seen Hair? The musical?
Yes. Yes, I have seen Hair the musical. My best friend was in it when it was one of her first productions after she left musical theatre school.
So, did you see your best friend naked in a show? Is that what
I
you're saying?
I think I did.
Oh.
I think I blocked it from my mind. However, we lived together, so I saw a lot of things.
Just on stage.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Although I was disappointed with the nakedness when I saw it.
Yeah, because I was wanting more. I needed more nakedness, quite frankly. Well, because it's a big build-up, isn't it? All like Hair, you know, you're going to see willies and boobies. And then, you know, it turns into just basically, I think it's just a reveal at the end.
That's well, right. Isn't
and then it goes
under,
dark.
Actually, under, like, I remember a very dark blue light and I was straining somewhat to see a bit more detail.
Where's the penis?
No. We are sounding like perverts. So, anyway, yes, there, interesting bit of information there.
Incredible.
1973. There
Thank
we go.
Thank you. Now, talking of Hair, though.
Yeah.
Just joking. I think we've got a few bits and bobs on Broadway, haven't we? I was going to say bits and boobs, and that was kind of going to be my reveal. No.
Let's try and stop talking about boobs and willies.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Now, I know you're going to run through some of this week's top grossing shows on Broadway.
I am.
But this really got my attention. Have you seen the musical Titanic?
No.
Really good show. Great music. Well, just outside of Atlanta, at a place called the Serenbe Playhouse. So, in fact, this has got nothing to do with Broadway at all. But bear with me, it's a show. They've built a real set and the facade of the ship on a lake. And it actually sinks.
Wow.
I'm telling you this because on playbill.com, there's a brilliant 15-minute documentary about it. And it goes into how they've built it and how the show works. And it involves actors actually falling in the water and singing whilst they're pretending to drown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting is maybe the wrong word, but something very different.
They could do that at Regent's Park. There's a lake at Regent's Park,
yep.
And the theatre is there.
There you go, open air theatre, yeah.
There is a lot of swan poo around, but, you know.
Who cares if it's a good show?
In the name,
fine.
Yeah, in the name of acting.
In the name of artistic.
Yes, whatever the name is, you do it.
Just get on with it. Who cares? Okay, all right, so playbill.com, 15minute.com.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to check that out this evening. Also worth noting, Angels in America has come to an end on Broadway as well, which is, of course, a National Theatre production. Lots of awards here and over there at the moment.
Great show.
You've seen it, haven't you? Yeah. I read it when I left drama school, really enjoyed reading it. Wasn't actually in it, haven't seen it. Yeah.
That was an epic. That was two shows.
Wow.
Over one day we saw that. That's the longest I've ever spent in a theatre in one day. And that was epic. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, that's
come
to an
end now.
So we'll stop talking about that.
But did very well, from what I understand. Got a lot of awards.
But now you just mentioned this. Now, sadly, you know, the West End don't produce these figures, but Broadway do. So some of the top grossing shows on Broadway at the moment, and this is in the last week. I'm sure none of you can play along at home if you want to, but I'm sure none of you will be surprised to know that Hamilton comes out on top as a top grossing show with $3,109,924 taking at the box office this week.
And that's been open years there.
It has,
still
hasn't it?
Number
well,
one.
And also second place, The Lion King. I mean, that's
wow.
been open even longer.
That's amazing.
Springsteen on Broadway.
What?
Yeah, not really my cup of tea, but you know.
No.
Takes all sorts. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And then Frozen, which I'm quite surprised at because of the phenomenon that it was when it was a film. But that comes trailing in behind in the 2 million range. I mean, you know.
Two million.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. Only 2 million a week. Poor thing.
I know.
That's a great show, though. I can highly recommend. There are shows out there that I don't like. Harry Potter. I think I'm the only person in the whole of the world who didn't like that show.
Did you see both parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shame. I wasn't keen on that. Mainly because I have issue with her making so much money and I'm jealous.
So you're just desperately trying to do it in your own way but haven't yet made it happen. Yes.
So I walked in there already sour and bitter.
It's like, not another show. And why are you making me see two things, two parts of it? It's just a double way of making money.
It is. And it is. You would stretch a show out into two parts, wouldn't you? Anyway, that's a good example of a weekly take. And yeah, it is a shame the West End don't publish their figures, but I think it's like a slightly old, embarrassing English thing of not wanting to talk about money.
Shame, though.
I think we could guess Hamilton would probably still be number one here.
Without question. Yeah. Without question.
Yeah.
Still going very strong. I'm going to go and see it on the 11th of September. Oh my God, I can't speak. 11th. On the 11th of September.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And my friend got me tickets because I haven't been able to get tickets. I mean, it's crazy. It's just sold out the whole time.
Well, anyway. Enjoy yourself. I shall be interested to know what you think.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure I will reveal to everybody.
You will.
But now I think it's time, Rob, for the answers to those quiz questions. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I had to think about this during the interview earlier. Okay. So...
So how long then, please, has Kinky Boots been open in the West End and Broadway? West End first.
Do you want the total number?
Yes, please. In years, just years. Don't need months.
3 years West End. And it's been running for a while on Broadway. Six or seven. 6 years on Broadway.
Oh, 4 years West End, 5 years Broadway.
Oh, okay. That wasn't really? Bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
That's doing quite well then, isn't it?
Doing very well.
Yeah.
Question number two, name the theatre that everybody's talking about Jamie is on at.
Fairly easy, this one. Apollo.
Yes, correct. And finally, who wrote, this is for your crown as king of musical at the West End.
Yes.
Who wrote the story of School of Rock, the musical?
I have no idea.
Really?
No idea.
Julian Fellowes.
Oh, Downton Abbey man.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting collaboration.
I know. Very
Lloyd Webber and Julian Fellowes.
Doing very well, though.
They probably went to the same school, didn't they?
Oh.
Poshos.
Without doubt, poshos.
Yeah. Are they lords? Are they both lords? I know he's... They're, I know
yeah,
Andrew Lloyd,
Lloyd
Webber is a lord.
I don't know about Julian Fellowes. Maybe. Or he might be a sir. I think Sir Julian Fellowes.
Since he did Downton, he must have been crowned. And actually, they're making a film, aren't they?
Yes, they are making a film.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. I know.
We'll see how
anyway,
that goes.
Anyway, sorry. What was your score there? One.
Just one.
One out of three. So I'm sorry. That crown stays with me.
Firmly with you.
Next week, more questions.
More questions. And that's about it, isn't it?
That
are we
is.
Done?
That's our first podcast, Done and Dusted.
Yes.
Talking about something that we love and hopefully other people do too.
Yes, we apologise for the crude talk at times.
Yeah. We'll try not to review toilets every week, but they are quite an important part of going to the theatre.
I mean, most of the time you go to the loo, so you need to know these things.
Bar and toilet. It
bar,
makes for the experience.
Toilet and snacks. Now, there's a subject matter for next time. Snacks or no snacks in the theatre. Excited? I am thrilled.